Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. If you're not in Starkville or Tupelo, it's no problem. Just head over to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com and get it delivered right to your door. You can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning with a simple click at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that
beef.
It's what's for dinner. Were you disappointed by the lack of beef? I didn't have enough beef.
No, I thought all the food you made was wonderful.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
No hate.
Good. As I was putting everything together, I was like, he's going to say something.
I didn't say it.
We've talked about having beef at the cookout for a week now, and I'm like, all I've got is that hamburger meat and the queso there. What's going on? Anyway, wherever you are this weekend, next weekend, every weekend, it's grilling season here in the South. We enjoy cooking out, and we enjoy cooking beef. If you're going to be cooking out this weekend, make sure that beef is the star of the show. Nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything maroon and white, everything you're looking for, Mississippi State, they've got it at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet. Flowed by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Whatever you're looking for, Mississippi State, give them a look. They've got it at College Corner. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now, more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. Well, you need to talk to the good folks at Priority One Bank. Bankers that know you by name, bankers you can trust, bankers who are going to show you the level of service you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. I got to sneeze. It's right here.
Bless you.
Thank you. Goodness gracious.
Woo! The Pope.
There you go. Bought this at Wrigleyville.
After?
I think it may have been before, but, you know.
You predicted it. You called it.
Called what?
That Pope Leo would be.
Well, he was already Pope.
Oh, that's what I asked.
I thought you'd be like after a game.
No.
No, like we did go to Wrigleyville after the game.
You see the guy, because you've seen that he was at game five of the
White Sox, yeah.
You see that one of the players gave him the last ball.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Hope everybody had a great fourth. Hope everybody had an enjoyable weekend. And now, you know, we're in July. We're 2 weeks away. You know, 2 weeks from today, we will be in Tampa for SEC Media Days. And then, you know, a week after that, players will report, and it'll be time for preseason camp, and football will be off and running.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing here. Let's stick with our little series we're doing on these positions, where it's not necessarily looking at the entire depth chart. Although today I think we may look a little bit more than we have these first two, because what I want to focus on is with Mississippi State's receiver core, Anthony Evans is the known factor. He's the guy that you can go ahead and write into the starting lineup. Coming off of a year where he was outstanding for Mississippi State. You know, Brennan Thompson got a lot of the headlines, but Evans was really, I thought, underrated last year. 67 catches, 831 yards. It didn't have a great finish to the season. Looked like he was going to be a 1,000-yard receiver, and just those last couple games he was not his best, but an outstanding season, you know, and he and Thompson are the reason, and Kevin Coleman to a certain degree as well, from 2024, is I just trust Lebby's evaluations at wide receiver. By and large, I look at him like if he wants to bring in a guy, I'll buy into that. Right now, I may not do that at offensive line. I may not do that at linebacker, but I will buy into what he does at the receiver position. So Evans is kind of what they're building around. So who's on either side of him? And I feel like it's you've got a couple of homegrown guys, and homegrown is maybe pushing it a little bit when we talk about one of them. And then the other side is going to be where your transfers are. You know, from the homegrown side of things, I think San Francisco McGee is going to get a first crack at this, had the good bowl game, the very rare commodity of a redshirt sophomore that has not transferred. You know, was recruited by Mississippi State, has sat on the bench for a couple of years, and now he thinks it's ready to be his time. Then you have Aiden Williams, who's not, you know, necessarily homegrown, transferred in from Ole Miss a season ago. But I thought he might be the guy. I thought he might do what Brennan Thompson did last year. I had high hopes for Aiden Williams. Now he's a senior. This is it for him. They got to figure it out here. That's one side. The other side is the two transfers, Marquise Johnson and Zion Ragans. What I like about those two guys is this. Last year when Thompson came off the field, State didn't have anybody like Thompson that could stretch the field and give him that over the top. Both of these guys can do that. So they've got a little bit more depth there. This is the four names that I think will battle it out to be the starting receiver. And what we've learned about Lebby, as you've seen, Carlo, is, you know, doesn't play a ton of guys. Plays like five guys, basically. You know, your three starters, a couple of guys will come off the bench. That's about it. This isn't like when Mike Leach was here and you had to have eight, nine receivers to rely on. So of this group, do we feel pretty confident that they've got – could this be a year where they have, you know, year one with Lebby, Kevin Coleman had a fantastic year. Year two, Thompson and Evans both had a great year. Could you get three? Could you get all three of your starting wide receivers, not necessarily all SEC guys, but guys who are all in the 40-plus catch range?
I think so. Now, granted, they're going to have different quarterbacks than the last two in production-wise, but I think what the big thing is, like you said, they didn't really have a guy who could take the top off the defense last year outside of Brennan Thompson, and now they've got two. Evans obviously is going to draw a lot of the attention because he was all, I think, I don't know, was he all SEC
Evans?
13 last year?
I don't know if Evans made it or not.
And, I
I have to
mean,
look.
regardless, 800 yards, people know his name. Now, not a lot of people know McGee outside of, you know, the Mississippi State bubble. A lot of these guys are unproven, but so was Brennan Thompson coming into last year.
Right. And
So,
Evans.
yeah. So, talking about Lebby's development at wide receiver, he's finding guys that don't play at other schools, and he's made them great. Kevin Coleman, obviously, an outlier there because he's been good everywhere he's gone. But,
Well, yeah, but even coming into Mississippi State, I think he had like 25 catches at Louisville. I mean,
yeah.
he wasn't just tearing the world up, and then he turned into a 75 catch guy at
Yeah.
Mississippi State.
I think what he looks at, we asked him this during spring ball too. He's like, when you bring in wide receivers, what do you look for? And he said, I love speed. One of my friends, Matt DeGregio, who covers State and Ole Miss, obviously, at WLOX, he interviewed Kamario Taylor at the Manning Passing Academy, and he asked him about his wide receivers, like, who do we like? And he just said, we replace speed with speed. We're going to be just fine. So I think now that we've got two guys with, you know, the Brennan Thompson kind of skill set where, you know, those go balls are going to be just a foot race, I think that really stretches it out. And then Evans in the slot too. You bring experience there. You got a veteran in the group. Because I mean, last year, as good as Thompson was, that was his first year at Mississippi State. Evans has a proven production year there, so he can lead the room there. I mean, Thompson was a bona fide leader from it seemed like the day he walked in, according to Lebby.
Yeah, I mean,
But
I
having a
think the
veteran
media
there.
days.
But having a veteran there is definitely a big plus. And I mean, like I said, they might have had it last year, but having that with other guys that, you know, are hungry and ready to prove themselves is a good thing.
I think that the thing that State needs to have happen this year more than anything is that Williams or McGee becomes that physical receiver. Now they had this, they have the speed there with Thompson last year, and Evans is a fast receiver too, a smaller guy. What they need is that guy that on third and five, they can just throw a slant and he gets the body position and breaks a tackle. They haven't had that guy yet. I think McGee or Williams needs to become that guy. My money is on McGee.
I was gonna say, go back to the scrimmage
Yeah.
or the live
He had a
practice.
couple, he had some good
He
play.
had some great plays.
Yeah. I think there's something to be said, you know, and this one we've forgotten in college football now, but there's something to be said about being in the system for 3 years and practicing and having all these reps, and then when it's your time, you're good to go if you have the talent. And I think that he does. So now, do I think that he's going to be a 50, 60, 70 catch guy? No, but could Aiden, or I'm sorry, could Frisco McGee be a guy at the end of the season who's sitting at like 40 to 45 catches for 500 to 550 yards and five or six touchdowns? Yeah, and if I get that plus 75 catches out of Evans, which seems that's a very fa somebody in this offense is catching 75 passes because that's just how this offense works.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if Johnson slash Ragans can give me another 40 to 50 catches, and those guys can be closer to 1,000 yards because they're the downfield guys. I'm gonna feel really good about where Mississippi State is. I also think, and we'll talk about this, you know, when we get to that position, but I feel like you're getting less from the tight end position this year than you got last year. You know, Traore was your second leading receiver 2 years ago, and then last year I think he was third. I don't know that Riley Williams and Sam West are gonna, you know, I could be wrong about that, but I just don't see it as we sit here first week of July. So I also think that, you know, with Ragans, he was really impressive in that practice we were just talking about, the what do you want to call it, scrimmage, live practice, whatever. He got mentioned recently in an article in The Athletic, I believe, where they're talking about, you know, it wasn't the freaks list, but it was some, like, some underrated athletes. Coming from Oklahoma, I have to assume Lebby, you know, was part of the recruiting process with him, so has some knowledge of him. I think that those two guys are going to be really good for State. I think one of them will probably slide right in and give you what Thompson was giving you, and then the other guy gives you what you didn't have when Thompson wasn't on the field, if that makes sense. Another name to know is Grayson Harris, who's another, you know, redshirt freshman. They only got State recruited, not a transfer. That's your backup slot guy, I think. And he had a couple of big plays in that scrimmage as well. So it was crazy to see that, you know, how to put this, you know, Camario did a good job of finding different receivers. Like, he wasn't just locked in on Evans, wasn't just locked in on Marquise Johnson or anything. He spread the ball around in that scrimmage. Obviously, part of that is by design because they're getting different packages and different personnel groups in there with him. But I thought he was, you know, very effective finding guys at different levels of the field, putting the ball where these guys can make a run after the catch. And that's where they're, I think, Evans, Johnson, Ragans, those are guys that you get them the ball in a little open space, and that they can turn 5, 6, 7 yards into 20, 30, 40 yards.
And you saw Thompson do that last year. I mean,
Absolutely.
think about the game at Southern Miss.
Yeah, that, yeah.
I mean, he
Long
had
touchdown.
what? He had a few of those, and one of them got called back. So the run after the catch and the speed are two things that I think Levy hones in on when he's recruiting these guys.
The plays where they can turn, or like they catch the ball and they can turn their hips upfield, and they can get some speed going. Those are the plays that really builds this offense, right? You know, as much the score from far thing, as much as it is the balls, the vertical ball, a lot of it is the short passes that turn into long passes because you've got guys in space. And, you know, they did a better job last year than they did the first year. If they improve upon that, they're going to have more success there again this year. And I think they've got the athletes to do that. So I think it's a very fair expectation for me. Again, going back to what you know, if we look at Camario, right, we're going to give him 3,200, 3,300 yards passing, right? Well, these are the guys that we have to split it up
Yeah,
with
there's got
them.
to be 3,200 yards to go around.
Yeah. So if we got 3,200 yards and we're going to give 800 to 900 to Evans, and we're going to give 600 to 700 to Johnson, so and then we're going to give 500 to McGee.
McGee.
All right, so what are we sitting on there? We're sitting on about 2,000 yards, another 1,200 yards to divvy up amongst the tight end, the other receivers, the running backs, so on and so forth. But if those, and look, could be a little higher, could be as much as, you know, let's say you get 600 yards out of your that receiver, McGee, say it's McGee. Let's say you get 1,000 yards out of Evans, and then you get 800 yards out of that other outside receiver, we'll say Johnson. Well, that's still 2,400 yards. I still got another 800
800 to
yards
work with,
to chop up amongst everybody else. So these are reason. I think feel like these are very reasonable numbers. I don't feel like I'm putting too much pressure on anybody.
No, I mean, they had Thompson over 1,000 yards last year, and Evans was at, they were at 1,800 combined over that. These are not unrealistic expectations, and the presence of the long go balls and the run after the catch, like we even talked about too, that only will raise it up, because their yards per reception, at least for Ragans and Johnson, I imagine it's going to be pretty high.
What
But
was Thompson's? It was close to 20, right?
I think so. I think it might have been like 20.1 or something.
I mean, he's like 55 catches for 1,100 yards. I think that's right. Let me see
Yeah,
here.
I think he had 1,000. I think he was like,
He was over 1,000 for sure. He
think he was 1,054 or
averaged
something.
18.5 per catch,
Okay.
57 catches for 1,054 yards.
Oh my gosh, I was right.
Yeah.
I was just, yes.
Good call. You see, you know your stuff.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, so like, can I get, I think Thompson's speed was a little special. These other two guys are
I
fast.
mean,
I
yeah,
don't know if they're I don't know if
throw
they're this fast. But if I get 57 catches out of these guys, I should be able to get 900 yards.
He'll be playing the they'll be playing the role that he had though.
Right.
It doesn't matter if like you're Thompson's speed is he the fastest 40 of the year. You
Yeah.
can't predict that and you can't just have that on your team every year.
Yeah.
But the role that's carved out for these guys, I mean, Levy has shown that he is a good play designer and he fits people's skill sets.
He does.
So he will get these guys open. Whether they have Brendan Thompson speed or they're a tad bit slower, I just don't think you can
I
expect
mean,
that every year, but
I like how we're saying a tad bit slower. They don't run a 4.29. He runs a 4.33. Oh, my guys, taking forever. Let's go
basically the
here.
same, yeah.
Taking your time here, aren't we? Yeah, there's still going to be plenty of vertical opportunities for Mississippi State. The other side of this, obviously, is how much does Kamario Taylor develop as a passer in terms of the short and the intermediate game, right? Because it's, yeah, we know he can throw the ball down the field. That's not a concern for Mississippi State. It's going to be, can he complete those short passes, turn those passes where he gets the guy in space and turns it into the big gain, or just, just the passes that move the chains. It's great to have talent out there. I feel like State has more talent in the receiver room this year than they had last year. I feel like they had, in retrospect, they had more talent last year than they had year one. I didn't know that in the spring, but it ended up being that way. Levy knew it. I'll give Levy credit for that. He knew
Yeah,
what he
he did.
had with Thompson and Evans. And like I said, I'm just gonna trust the evaluations. I expect this receiver group. I expect one of these guys to be pushing for first team all SEC. I mean, Thompson was doing it last year. Evans could have done it. I expect one of
Did
them to
he
be
make a
another.
team?
If you let me, you talk for a second. I'll look him up.
If I had to guess any of these guys are going to make a team, it'll probably,
Let's see
it's, I mean,
here.
it's an easy guess, but it would probably be Evans in the
So
slot.
Thompson was second team. No, he did not make a team.
Yeah.
But I mean, look at the talent last year. Chris Brazel, Satania at Oklahoma, Casey Concepcion, Mario Craver,
I mean that
Zachariah
the
Branch, Ryan
conference was
Wingo.
loaded.
Yeah, I mean, it's always going to be. But Coleman was second team all SEC year one. Thompson, second team last year. And then this year, it's very fair to assume that one of these guys will be there because this offense,
They put up numbers.
there's always that one guy. And it goes back to, when he was at Ole Miss with Elijah Moore, then Dontario Drummond. Then he goes to Oklahoma and he has Marvin Mims and then he has Drake Stoops. And now at Mississippi State, he's had Kevin Coleman. And then last year was like one of the first times he had two guys over 50 catches in the offense. And I'm hoping that they can build upon that and be this year maybe three guys. I don't know if 50 for all three is a realistic number, but 40, if I could go 40, 50, 70, I'd feel really good.
I feel good about Evans leading the team. Johnson will probably be second. I think a lot of McGee's numbers are going to depend on Kamara's development in the intermediate game, like we were just
Right.
talking about
That
as
makes sense.
well, because he's not the deep threat. He's the more, you're
He's the
talking
guy who's
about
working the middle of
the
the field.
guy, the slant,
Yeah.
catch and run, strong
Yeah.
finish. That's his role for this offense.
Agreed.
So with Kamara's development, and that also goes back to whether the offensive line is going to be any good or not, or if they're going to be average or whatever. But if they get average offensive line play and Kamara is average or a little bit above average in the intermediate stuff, I'd imagine McGee's probably going to have a pretty good season.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. I think it's going to be a good group. I think wide receiver is the least of Mississippi State's problems.
Them and running back, they
Yeah.
are
Well,
okay.
their skill position guys are good. They have good, talented skill position guys. They have a good, talented quarterback to get the ball to them. What we're going to talk about later is where the questions are, and we'll do that later. We'll do that on another show when we get to the offensive line. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. In the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you're looking for, and the older brother, where you and I are going to grab lunch this week. What day are we going to do that?
That's a good question.
It
I will get
can't
back to
be
you on that.
Friday. Friday, I can't do it.
Okay. Well, I gotta figure out my high school schedule, but it should be dead week, so it shouldn't be that hard. But I gotta talk to.
Gotta go. Where are you going this week? Do you know yet? Don't yet.
I know North Pontotoc and your Eupora, two of the places.
Okay.
But
Well,
we might
Eupora
go.
is
Well,
nearby, though.
yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
All right, you figure
I
it out.
literally just
You
have to
got to let
figure
me
it
know.
out.
You just got to let me know. But we're going to go grab lunch there, and we encourage you to do the same. Either Two Brothers Smoked Meats or the Older Brother. You can't go wrong at either location in the Cotton District. Go grab a great lunch at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. Do you need what's so funny?
I was gonna do it,
Don't
but
do it.
I didn't
Don't
do
do it.
it. He's no longer with us.
We got to move on. He's no longer with us. If you are looking for business technology, do you need new copiers, new printers, new laptops or computers? You can get those at Advantage Business Systems, but you can get those anywhere. I'll be honest with you, you can get them anywhere. It's what they give you after the sale. It's the promise and the security blanket of knowing that they're a phone call away and they're in Mississippi just like you. So if something goes wrong, you can give them a call and then come out and fix it quickly. Like I said, a lot of times within 24 hours. You can't get that from the other places. They're going to put you on hold. You're going to have to schedule an appointment. I'm speaking from experience here. I've had laptops go bad that we didn't get at Advantage Business Systems. And, you're a week without a laptop sometimes. And that's not acceptable.
It's no bueno.
You said it. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go if you're looking for great Mississippi State gear here in Starkville or in the Golden Triangle. Everything maroon and white at Maroon & Co. The biggest, best, widest, and most unique selection of Mississippi State gear to be found in this area. Everything you're looking for in Mississippi State, not just clothes, but stuff from the house, the car, the tailgate, they've all got it at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15. You'll save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply before you go to your next Mississippi State game. Labor Day weekend. That's about 2 months from today, I believe.
They open on the 4th, right?
Huh?
September 4th is the first game, correct?
Is it, I thought it was the 5th. It is the 5th.
It is the 5th.
Yeah.
2 months from today,
2 months from today.
then we are recording. Less than 2 months for you guys listening.
That's right. Well, I mean, if you listen on Sunday,
Or if you listen on Sunday.
head to Maroon.
Shout out to you for listening on Sunday, though.
We appreciate you. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. They have what you want for less. And if what you want is a John Deere compact tractor, a John Deere zero turn mower, a John Deere commercial mower, a John Deere Gator, well, they really have what you want for less there at Scruggs. Great financing available as low as 0% on some John Deere compact tractors. But whatever else you're looking for around the house, if you're looking for repairs, you need to get some new power tools. If you're an outdoorsman, you need to get new rifle, new shotgun, new bows, new fishing reels and rods. If you're at a cook and you want to get a new grill, they've got it all for you at Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden in Saltillo, where they have what you want for less. Landowners in the state of Mississippi, the name to know is Good Hope Land and Timber. If you don't already know those good people, you need to get to know them because if you're trying to buy or sell land, they are the ones who are going to help you find the piece of land, the tract of land that you are looking for. And if you're already a landowner and you just need help managing your land, managing your resources, your timber, Good Hope Land and Timber can certainly help you with that. They're just a phone call away. They're experts in your field. Make them experts. I screwed that up. They're experts in their field. Make them experts in your field with a simple phone call. 601-442-9888, or you can visit them online. G-hope.com, locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. Mississippi State back into the transfer portal this weekend for baseball. Nick Robert from the University of Miami. This is the first one that I look at and go, okay, this is one of those Parker projects. This is one of those guys, like his numbers aren't
Yeah.
particularly great,
Coming off Tommy John, isn't
yeah,
it?
but they see something in him and they'll roll the dice kind of thing. I think at this point with the roster you have and the staff that you have, you could afford to take a one roll of the dice. That's not a huge issue, I think.
We'll see.
We
I
see how
mean,
it goes.
he'll be one of those guys that if he plays well, it'll be a great surprise and it'll be like, wow, I don't know how this guy fell under the radar. And if he doesn't, then, this is what it is. They rolled the dice and it didn't work. But he's recovered by now, I imagine, because he wanted to transfer here.
Should be fine,
So
I
he
would
probably
think.
missed all of last year. Now he's coming here. Yeah, this will be a Parker project.
Yeah.
He'll probably be a midweek guy at the beginning of the year and maybe find his way into the end,
Yeah, see
like
what
a
you
Chris
got.
Billingsley kind of.
Well, let's hope it's better than that.
Well, I was more saying like kind of the path he took, whereas
Yeah.
midweek,
Well, yeah,
midweek, and
you look
then
at him
kind of
early in the
weekend
season. You
reliever.
give him an inning here, an inning there, just make sure that the stuff is where you want it, and then you go from there. And look,
Chris Billingsley's straight, man. Dang.
well, I mean, it is what it is. The guy wasn't great for Mississippi State. He had some a couple of moments early in the season in the midweek, but then by the end, he was pretty much unpitchable. Also, from a pitching perspective, news, Mississippi State's Tomas Valenciennes and Ryan McPherson both named to the roster for Team USA, the collegiate team. Jacob Parker did not make the list. I saw on one of the message boards on On3 that he had a rough camp of 5 for 28, 16 strikeouts. So he's clearly a bust. Need to move on from him. Hope they're not paying him
Put
any.
him on the bench,
He's got to
man.
get out. Yeah. This is Brady Cressman's team now. Yeah, I'm sure that's just a blip on the radar, but Good news there for Mississippi State to see a couple of Bulldogs representing the maroon and white. You had Ace Reese on that team, a season. I think McPherson was on the team last
Yeah, he
year too,
was too.
wasn't he?
Yeah.
So I'm actually kind of interested by that now that I think
Good to
about it.
see McPherson on the
That's
team.
what I was gonna, let me ask you that. Is it a good thing that he's obviously healthy enough to do this, or is it a bad thing you're like, maybe he should, take the off season and try to rehab it as much as can he can?
No, I mean, part of being a pitcher is having confidence in yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, the way that the season ended, he definitely didn't have his greatest showing against Georgia, and that was the moment that he'd been training for months. And then the moment comes, and you kind of crap the bed. So it's good to have the confidence back, but it's also good from an outsider perspective, I feel like. When I saw he made the team, I was a little bit surprised just because the way kind of the season ended and like, what is he fully healthy? I mean, I'm sure he pushed every barrier to get it back out there for Georgia, but it just didn't work out. But for him to be fully healthy and making the team in July, I mean, that gives me all the confidence in the world that when the season comes, he's going to be like the day one guy we saw versus this Georgia Super Regional. So, I don't mind that he did this, and I think it was good. I think it would be good because you remember what he did last year. Like, go back to the SEC tournament last season. He had a horrible game against A&M. Then they go into the playoffs or the postseason, then whatever. He comes back this year, and he's the bona fide number one guy. And then we have a sleeping giant in Tomas Valančiūnas behind him, who eventually took his starting Friday spot. But regardless, the guy that we had day one, I keep saying we, the guy that Mississippi State had day one was not the guy they had at the end of the year. So for him to be this healthy and continue to keep going is only a good sign, in my opinion. And I think it's better than taking the summer off and letting that super regional kind of thing just linger in your head a little bit. My personal opinion.
Okay. I mean, I get what you're saying. I think I agree with you, but at the same time, you understand.
You don't want to wear your arm out.
At the same time,
Yeah.
like, I don't believe the Team USA coaches are going to be like, all right, today you're throwing 145 pitches. They're going to manage him correctly. And yeah, they're going to, work him in the
They'll
correct.
manage his load.
Yeah, exactly. One other thing before
Whoa.
we, huh?
Whoa.
All right, calm down. I have a gutter mind, but you're just ridiculous on that.
I just
I know what you did.
I didn't do that on
It's a
purpose.
family
I
show.
didn't do that on
We're not
purpose.
rated M for mature.
All I said was whoa.
You said you, but I know why you said whoa.
That's all I said, man.
You gotta calm down. You're over. You're over. You're over. You're overzealous.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
All right. Speaking of overzealous, on was it Thursday? Maybe been Thursday or Friday. I don't remember. Did you see this thing with Yoshon Hudson, the running back from Winona?
No.
So committed to Mississippi State a couple weeks ago. And then Rivals, Chad Simmons from On3 and Rivals reports that he's decommitted. And so I was just like, these kids today. Like, you don't respect nothing. So I'm like, all right, well, whatever. Another bad mark for Lebby, whatever. I don't care. But then some reporting by our friend Colin Dams, who reaches out to Yoshon, was like, yeah, he just texted me back. He said he didn't decommit. And he immediately, Hudson immediately tweets a picture of himself in his gear and says, Hail State, and all this. And then the article gets deleted.
What is going on?
So I think they got catfished somehow.
I did not see any of
Oh,
this.
you must have missed it. I don't know.
Was this week?
Yeah, it was last week.
What?
Yeah.
I did not see any of
What
that.
day was this? I just had the it was on Thursday about 5 o'clock.
I did not see that.
Yeah. So he did not decommit, although but he is not listed on the commitment list for On3. He is for 24/7 and for ESPN. I think it's because when he decommitted, they took him off
Yeah.
and the other places didn't. And now it's just so weird.
Recruiting, the kid is not on your team until he shows up.
I
Now,
yes,
did you see what
100%.
happened to that Ole Miss guy from Choctaw County a few weeks ago? He transferred
Yeah.
all within one day,
Snip, snap, snip,
transfers to
snap.
Ole Miss, decommits, goes to Colorado,
And
and the
then,
same day, like an hour later, goes back to Ole Miss.
yeah. Well, couple checks cleared. He made some money on that
I'm
deal.
sure 1,000%.
I don't have a problem with that.
No.
Yeah, you're correct. Like, it's always been bad, but like now it's just
Something's got to change in
we've
that
made
couple years.
so much. We've given so much attention to the flip, and like, I mean, when Kiffin's up there wearing a sweatshirt that says Merry Flipmas, like. That's not
He's so uncertain.
coaches shouldn't like if you get a flip, great. You want to get good players. I understand that. Like, you shouldn't celebrate those things
No, I agree.
because it will always come back to bite you. Your guys will flip eventually.
Also
But
courage
B,
that.
like, you're supposed to be the role model. Like, you shouldn't be encouraging that. Like,
Josh Hubbard is the role model of now the generation of transferring because he stayed at
I
one
mean,
school the whole time.
he signed with Ole Miss out of high school.
I understand that, but
But I'm just saying, like, even he has a flip.
well, yeah, but I'm saying like
Yeah.
he could have transferred.
Oh, he could have. Yeah.
Kentucky's wanted him
Yeah.
the day he
I
was
mean, look at Ole
born.
Miss right now with Chambliss and Lacy. LSU would have paid millions of dollars for them to transfer
Hell
there.
yeah.
But, well, I'm just saying, like, if you're a coach, it's kind of a, you have to be a hypocrite. I understand that. But, like, publicly, you should not celebrate flips. Privately, you should do everything you can to get all the best players that you can. But what do we expect from Kiffin? You know, it's just the worst guy that ever lived.
Whoa.
He's up there. He's in,
He's not a good person.
yeah,
I will say
especially if we're talking
that.
about just college football coach. Like,
Yeah,
we're not talking
he.
about politicians or anything. Right.
Oh,
You
man.
know, that's a different category.
Speaking of politicians, I'm looking at something that said
Careful now. Don't go too far down the road here. What do we got?
it's not that crazy.
Okay.
FIFA Peace Prize winner Donald Trump and White House directly contacted
Of course they did.
FIFA asking them to review ballot against rigged
Of
voting.
course they did. And of
And
course
they
some of
said they had no influence in the final decision.
that's not true. And I'm sure some money
That is
changed hands, and
a
that's
lie.
how FIFA works, brother. FIFA is
That
like
is
the
a
mafia. They are
lie.
as corrupt as they come. So there
That
we go. All right. Tomorrow's show. We got a SEC preview tomorrow. We're skipping Ole Miss. So we will be on the Missouri Tigers tomorrow.
This will be an interesting
It's an
one.
interesting team. We'll talk about them.
I have my record as I do, but I don't
I
know.
don't know if it's the same. Yeah, I may have
This
to look
one's
at
going to be different. Most of them for us have been the exact same. I doubt this one's going to be the same.
we'll see. Later this week, we've got an Auburn opponent preview. We've got to go back to school. We'll do the linebackers. People are getting on me, by the way. They're like, somebody on Twitter was like, "You forget Johnny Cooks?" I'm like, "He's a linebacker. I didn't forget anything. I know what I'm
Were they
doing."
saying he's an end?
They were saying he's a defensive lineman. Not
Yeah.
somebody else. I won't name any names to protect the innocent, but they're like, "What about Greg Favors?" I'm like, "He's a linebacker. Like, it says linebacker in his biography. What do you want from me? I know what I'm doing."
Guys, the people on Twitter, you're getting to them.
I guess. All right. Talk to you guys on Tuesday for Carla Barone. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.